SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be going through our own thoughts on the upcoming Alita movie.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to rate, comment, like, share, and let all of your friends know. We're going to be talking about one thing today, and it's one thing that's kind of blown up over the last couple of days. If you guys have been checking up on your anime news or on your Twitter and stuff like that, you might know that there is this new movie trailer that just came out.
Erased?
No, not Erased. Did you see the movie for Erased, by the way?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. I went to go see it, and I'm like, I don't even have anything to... Like, I couldn't even make a video on it because it's like, it was just so nothing. Like, I was just like, well, yeah, it was. I mean, it's kind of like how the anime planned out. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about a trailer for a live-action anime film. Every time I say that word, I just get the creeps. Because it's never a good sign, but of a movie called Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, I was calling it Battle Angel Alita.
Oh, I mean, it's Alita colon Battle Angel. But it's so weird, all right? Because it's like, in English, it's called Battle Angel Alita or Alita Battle Angel, but the Japanese title of it, the original title of it, is Gunmu. So, like, I know
close
it more
enough.
As, yeah, I know it more as Gunmu, which means Gun Dream. But in the West, it's called just Battle Angel Alita, Alita Battle Angel. Anyway, however you want to call it, the live-action trailer for that dropped, about 2 days ago. And, I've gotten a lot of requests. I think we've both gotten a lot of requests on our Twitters, to kind of give our thoughts on it. So we're going to talk about it in this podcast episode. So straight up, what do you think?
I mean, okay, so, like, I only saw a little bit of that manga very, very long time ago, so I am not even, like, familiar with the story whatsoever. I tried to look at it up online, and I went mm-hmm. to Kodansha, and they had about 35 pages available for you to read. About 15 of those were about copyright stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I tried to just kind of look around, but I'm gonna go get the manga tomorrow, and then I'm gonna go over to Bookwalker and ask them if they can give me some sequels, and so hopefully, like, I can have a much more structured opinion of other than what I'm having right now. But I saw the trailer, and you know what, I gotta say, that's probably, like, next to the Ghost in the Shell live action that just came out, like, that actually looks like a really good looking live action. And even the trailer made the story look appealing. At least, like, if the movie sucks, at least the trailer looked bomb.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like, it's been a long time since I read the original Gunmu manga. Oh, I'm going to call it Battle Angel Alita just for the sake of this podcast, but it's been a while since I've read the Battle Angel Alita manga, because I think it's, like, from 1990? So, what's that? Like, a 27-year-old manga series? It's quite an old manga series that they decided to adapt. But for those of you who don't know what Battle Angel Alita is about, I've got the synopsis right here. From my anime list, thank you as always. It says, the people and cyborgs of the scrapyard live beneath the floating city of Tiferous, whose inhabitants dump their junk in the scrapyard and rule above its inhabitants. One day, Ido, a former Typherian citizen and doctor specializing in cyborg repairs, finds the intact head of a young cyborg girl in a vast pile of scrap. He takes her in, gives her a body and the name Alita. Alita then discovers long-forgotten fighting techniques hidden in her body and decides to become a hunter warrior, a bounty collector employed by the factories of Tiferous. So, very simple concept, like, just very simple sci-fi concept, which I feel, like, as you said, like, the Ghost in the Shell movie was, like, the first, like, massive step towards, like, a live-action movie that actually, like, looks decent.
I mean, honestly, like, if it weren't for the story, I think that that movie looked amazing. And Scarlett Johansson rocked it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I feel, though, they're going to do a little bit. I feel with this, though, they've, like, kind of learned their lesson from Ghost in the Shell. Because, like, the biggest problem that Ghost in the Shell had was not the way that it looked, because it looked amazing. Like, as you said, it was the story, right? And, you know, Ghost in the Shell is, like, for those of you who know, it's such a convoluted story that it's, like, it's very hard to, like, cram that into 2 hours. But Battle Angel Alita only has 9 volumes in the manga. So, like, that's, like, what, 52, 53 chapters or something? So, like, that's a little bit easier to cram into, like, the space of 2 hours or whatever it is. Or I don't know how long this movie's going to be, but I assume it's going to be, like, at least, what, 1.5, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. Is it directed by James Cameron? Because that name popped up.
No. So, here's the thing. It's going to be directed... It was originally going to be directed by James Cameron. But he decided to be producer instead. So, the producer is James Cameron, but it's actually going to be directed by Robert Rodriguez.
He's like, I see some flaws, so I'm not putting my name on this.
I actually don't know why he decided to just move away from directing. So
I mean, that could be the reason.
maybe, yeah. He's like, in case it sucks, like, I don't want my name to be part of this.
It's like, dude, I'm friends with all the directors here in the business, and I've seen what they say about the anime community and how elitist they can be, so I don't want to deal with that, okay? I would just say producer. At least, like, I'll help out, but don't put my name there.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, and if the movie does suck, then it's probably a good, like, move on his part. But, like, what I found interesting was that it's going to be directed by Robert Rodriguez. And for those of you who don't know, Robert Rodriguez is the director for such movies like Sin City, which was an amazing movie, in my opinion. The second one, not so much. But the first Sin City was great. And I think just seeing Robert Rodriguez's name, like, under this anime adaptation, I feel that's already a good step.
I mean, I'm even impressed that they, out of all anime that they chose something so niche and so old as Alita.
Know, right?
Like, that says a lot. Like, Ghost in the Shell, that's kind of like the... I don't want to say it's a niche anime, but, like, it's the anime that... I feel like a lot of people that like it like anime. Like, they know.
Right, right.
I don't know if that sentence made any sense.
I get what you mean, but, like, I feel they chose, like, such a niche thing just so that they don't, like, piss off a fan base. Because I feel like, again, I feel they learned their mistakes from Ghost in the Shell. Because, like, when they
never
made Ghost in the Shell,
something loved,
like,
and popular.
Yeah, exactly. So they were like, oh, maybe if we choose, like, this, like, really obscure, really easily digestible sci-fi, like, series, like Battle Angel Alita, then maybe, like, even if we accidentally screw it up, like, we can do, like, the least amount of damage possible.
So I can only imagine, like, that one meme where the guy has, like, his finger up to his head. He's like, can't piss off a fan base if there is no fan base.
Yeah. It's like, Yeah, I thought about that.
But I'm looking forward to it. I think that, though, like, with the anime community, because they probably, like, maybe, like, a little portion of them want to find something to critique, they're going to go out and go buy the manga. And it'll be a win-win for everybody,
I hope so. But honestly, I'm really interested to see how this movie is going to do. Just because, like, there are so many people who don't know Battle Angel Alita, like the original stuff, you know. Honestly, like, and this is going to kind of lead on to the next topic. But, like, honestly, if it wasn't for the anime eyes that they gave her in the trailer, like, people wouldn't think... Like, wouldn't second guess that this is actually, like, a manga adaptation. So, we're gonna talk about that because, my god, the internet is going insane about dim animu eyes
that they decided to give. I haven't actually looked around at what the feedback from the audience had to be, because I just kind of watched it and had my own things, and then I just kept it as is. I told this to Joey already. I actually kind of like it. I don't mind those eyes, to be honest, because I feel like if you made anime eyes in, like, even in CGI, it just looks too different from anything else. And then you mix it with, like, real people. They made Alita in this movie at least something that you, in a style you've seen in other movies when it comes to, like, CGIs and stuff. Like, they made the eyes look like something we're already all used to. If we saw, like, a straight-up just anime character right next to us, I don't think the world would be ready for that yet. I don't know. I think it looks cool. I don't mind it at all. I don't know what the feedback is, but please feel free to enlighten me.
The feedback is pretty darn negative.
Aww.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are pretty peeved off.
Why?
About, like,
it's like,
because people are just saying how creepy it looks. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like that was like a James Cameron decision. Because when I saw those eyes, the first thing I thought of, when I first saw those eyes in the trailer, I immediately thought of Avatar.
Avatar? Oh, yeah. You mean, okay, oh, gotcha.
Not
the James
Cameron. Not Avatar,
okay.
The Last Airbender,
yeah,
like the
James
Cameron film,
right.
Yeah, like Avatar, like the what are the race of the Avatars called again? Not the Avatars, what are they called?
The
blue people?
Sure.
The Blue Man Group. So the Blue Man Group in Avatar, like, you know, they have the massive eyes. Like, they're clearly, you know, all CGI'd up. But, like, I feel Alita is just the blue people from Avatar, except not the blue people. They just, like, left the eyes, and that's, like, the result. But, like, people were okay with it with Avatar, so I feel like Alita is, like, kind of, like, the in-between of, like, an Avatar and just a normal actress.
I mean, whatever it is, like, I still don't mind. I mean, if they used a real person, just CGI'd, like, the whole body, then okay. But I don't know, I just feel like the way that Alita looks, it looks more natural than it would with other styles. And we have seen this style before in the past, Avatar being one of them, and it worked. And I don't know, can we just, like, you know what we should do? Because sometimes I really want to know if it's just the community just being nitpicky. Can't we just, well, actually, no, technically we've done this. Let's just make a movie, give it a different name, and then don't say it's the anime, then see how the feedback does, then at the very end surprise them with the fact that, oh, this was an anime. But I feel like we kind of already did that with Inception and Matrix and...
You mean all the Western movies that took way too much influence from anime already?
Yeah, but they gave it a different name and everyone thought it was awesome. And then when they found out, they're like, oh, cool, yeah, no, I can see that. I feel like, you know what, like, there comes a point to the directors, I have to be on their side for this. There comes a point, you just have to say, just don't care about us at the same time.
Yeah.
Because there's always, we're probably some of the most nitpicky people in the entire world when it comes to entertainment. And a lot of us aren't even really logical with our reasonings. It's I like anime, you change it to anything else other than anime, and I will hunt you down to the ends of the earth. But I don't know. I thought that Alita looked fine, and if it's gonna be something that people are gonna talk like nasty things about, then I guess so be it, but I will enjoy it for other things.
I feel like this is like just another round of just jumping to conclusions way too quickly based on looks. Like, this, the same thing happened when people found out that Scarlett Johansson was gonna play Major Kusanagi in the Ghost in the Shell movie. Like, all we got was like a trailer, or just like a picture of that this white actress, Scarlett Johansson, was playing this so-called Japanese character, when if you've read Ghost in the Shell, you'd know that she's not a Japanese character. But anyway, I'm not gonna open those cans of worms, because that gave me my most disliked video ever. But anyway, so like, I don't know, just, I think it's just too quick to judge, honestly. From the looks of, like, the directing and whatnot, like, we've got, like, two really skilled directors and producers here, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's why I was just like, okay, there is hope.
Yeah, there's hope. Like, Robert Rodriguez is a really good director, and James Cameron is a really good producer. Like, and, you know, you're taking a niche title like Battle Angel Alita, which I doubt anybody listening to this podcast right now even knows, like, the original manga. And if you do, then you're a part of a massive minority, which I'm also a part of. But, like, I don't know, just, like, I'm gonna...
Massive minority.
A massive minority. That's an oxymoron. But, I don't know, man. Like, I'm gonna go into this film, like, just forgetting the fact that it is based off Gunmu and just trying to enjoy it for what it is. But I can understand why, like, people would kind of, like, look at Alita and be like, yeah, that's weird. Just because, like, I don't know. We've never really seen anything like that.
I'm not so easily influenced by memes, so I can, even though I haven't even seen them, I'll just say, again, it really doesn't matter to me. Dude, we're going up the ladder here of people making movies because, like, live actions always just get so nitpicked and critiqued by us. So, we've already got, like, we had whoever made the Death Note one, he made, well, I forgot his name again. But
the one, Netflix Death Note?
Yeah. He made Blair Witch Project, but like a bad version.
Adam Wingard. He did the second Blair Witch, the sequel to the Blair Witch Project, which was.
I mean, if you think about like quality,
or was it a remake? I don't remember.
If you think about quality wise, we went from like low budget in Japan, and they did like 100% cosplay. And I actually thought it was actually pretty well done. But, I mean, they really cater to just the fandom. To just make it 100%, don't change anything. Just right. Keep it. And then we went straight up to Netflix, which was, like, a big turn. I mean, aesthetically-wise, like, Rio looked awesome. The cinematography was okay. The guy likes Dutch tilts, what can I say? And then now we're at James Cameron status. So if this guy fails, then next we gotta go to Steven Spielberg. Then after that, if he fails, then we gotta go straight up to, I don't know, Michael Bay.
The Anime Show, SBS Pop Asia.
So basically, our thoughts on Battle Angel Alita are... We're going to say it's too quick to judge it now because, again, there's only one trailer for it and it came out, like, what, 4 days ago or something? So, like, I'm going to wait, as I do with every movie. I did this with the Death Note movie. I did this with Ghost in the Shell. I'm just going to wait till I actually watch the darn thing. And then from there, I'll be like, I'll tell you if it was good or bad. You know? But just from the look of it and just from the people who are, like, making it, and just from knowing how simple the story is, I think it's going to be a decent film. As long as they don't, again, screw up the story. Because I don't know what it is, man. Like, I don't know why they have to change this. Like, I get that they have to change the story for time constraints. But, like, I don't know. Like, the Death Note, like, why did they change it that much? They didn't have to.
I always have to take into consideration, too, like... You can't always be 100% with the manga sometimes if you want to cater to, like, a more broader audience. Sometimes right. With a lot of anime shows, there's a lot of tropes and a lot of things that you'll start to like because you like anime. And if you're a newbie looking from the outside in, especially if you're someone that doesn't really make anime, such as James Cameron and other dude... then they are going to change things to try and make it work out for everyone. And that's just kind of like a choice that they have to kind of make. Do I want to try and appeal to a minority fan base? Or do I want to just try and make this watchable for everybody and possibly just tick off maybe a minority? But I'm sure they're going to try and do their best. And that's the one part I will wholeheartedly say that I have always been kind of very salty about the anime community. We are very quick to judge, and we all love to just act like we are the best film critics in history. And
yeah, we're all children.
Yeah, and we all like to just say... This was a terrible live action, and live action shouldn't exist. And we always, I mean, so much work goes into all of these, like a lot of work, and even with anime itself. So just put that into perspective, directors. I am not condemning anybody for making live actions. I mean, go for it. If you have the money and you want to go do it, then by all means, go do it. But... Yeah. I will say that we're very nitpicky, and sometimes it really is just us, but sometimes a lot of the times we can be right. But I mean, as long as you understand the original source and you try your best to adapt that and do your best, Mama Agi's coming in to just pat you on the back being like, it's okay. Joey, can you actually explain the Mama Agi thing?
Mama Agi's just like, just personality-wise, like, I'm the dad of the anime community that, like, sits you in your place, and then if you get sad or offended, then you run to Mama Agi, and she's like, it's okay, have a cookie. So, we didn't make that, by the way. Like, the our communities, like, kind of came up with those terms.
Well, it started with Sword Art Online.
Yeah, it started with Sword Art Online. But, like, all I'm gonna say is, like, as the one who does more, like, critique type of videos, like, compared to Mama Agi, like, I'm usually the one that kind of, like, sits everybody down and is like, let me tell you why this movie sucks.
Yeah.
But, all I'm gonna say, though, as a critic, is that you can judge and you can, like, say what you will about any kind of live-action anime film, because I do the same, but all I'm gonna say is do that after you've watched the film. Don't talk about it and don't just assume that a movie is going to be terrible just from a trailer or just from who's in it or what it's been adapted from or who's directing it or whatever. Just like wait till the final product and then you can say what you want about it. And yeah. Same goes with Battle Angel Alita. Like, yeah, sure, you know, this uncanny valley that's being created with these huge anime eyes on this, you know, main girl might freak you out for the first couple of times, but hey, you never know. The movie itself might be so good that after a while you'll just get used to it.
I guarantee you, like, just a bunch of people that are critiquing it probably never even read the manga. They're just like, that
doesn't... Of course they haven't.
Yeah. I'm like, because I was looking at some comments with that, because I posted something about it. Mm-hmm. And when I was reading comments, I was just like, I feel like these are the words of people that have never read it. Like, people that are nitpicking the little things that are just too obvious to point out, and then you just kind of dig way too deep into it. It's kind of like if you find, like, a little, I don't know, a little crack in a vase, and you have to explain why this changes everything about it. It's yeah, just like, it's whatever, dude. But yeah, no, so, like, I looked at it and I said, this is an incredibly niche manga. I wonder how many people are going to reference it. And I think it's just the fact that people have the knowledge that, oh, this has a manga. So this is a live action adaptation. And the word live action is so taboo in the community. It's like two and two just don't go together. And here's why.
Yeah.
So because of that one taboo, like, what is it? Taboo combination of live action, originally a manga or anime, regardless if you've seen it or not, it's going to be crap. So let's look at everything that's bad about it. And
yeah, exactly. Like, everyone's so close-minded to it, and I understand, like, the, you know, the worry that people have, but it's like, dude, at least people are trying. And hey, if you compare it to live action anime adaptations from like 5-10 years ago, all I'm gonna say is live actions have improved.
Like, yeah, I'll also say this. It's just like, you guys will say, oh man, it's so cliche. Homies, we all cried at Pokemon Tears bringing Ash back to life. Do not tell me that you have never fallen for a cliche before, okay?
Yeah.
So, it's like, just go on with an open mind.
So, the movie is going to be coming out sometime next year. I don't think they have a release date for it yet. But I assume it's going to be... I say, like, summer next year. I'm just going to take a wild guess. Sometime next year. So, probably going to do a video on it when it does come out, and I'll give you all my thoughts about it. But for now, I don't know. All I'm going to say, at least, for someone who has read the manga, is go check out the manga. I'm actually going to, like, go buy, like, the original manga, because, like, I saw that trailer, and I'm like, wow, I haven't heard of Gunmoon so long. I kind of want to reread it now. So... I'm going to do it, and you guys probably should too, if you can find, like, a legal source for it. A legal, not an illegal. A legal source to read Gunmu or Battle Angel Alita, then maybe go check it out, and then maybe you might understand why it's so cliche or why she has huge anime eyes and whatnot. But yeah, those are my final thoughts. What are your final thoughts on it?
Go watch it.
That's going to do it for this episode. Let us know your thoughts on Battle Angel Alita or the J.J. Abrams Your Name or just any, like, you know, live action anime film that's going to be coming out next year, because there have been a lot that have been announced. Like, we didn't touch upon it, but there's also, you know, the Full Metal Alchemist live action that Japan is making. I saw the trailer for that, and I'm very scared for that one. And
you know, just accept that Japan has already heard it all, and they're still going to do it. I give them props.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, like, they'll strike gold one day, I'm sure. But, yeah, guys, let us know all your thoughts of that kind of stuff using our specialized hashtag over on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
SBS Anime.
Thank you very much for listening in again on another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to like, rate, comment, share, all that kind of stuff, because it really helps our show to expand out. Let's get the pod fam growing for next year and the rest of December. But yeah, guys, thanks again for listening in to another episode, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
The Anime Show with Joey and Aki, SBS Pop Asia.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.